Okay, good morning, everybody. Now, I want to talk about a couple of suttas here from the early Buddhist texts, but first, I want to dwell on how at first the Buddha did all the teaching of the monks, but then he began to get his disciples to do the teaching. Disciples like Sariputta, Mahamoggallana, Ananda, Aniruddha, and each of these disciples had their own unique personality. Keep going. Okay. The students that they would teach came to them because of their personality. So Venerable Sariputta was very good at samadhi. So all of his students were the best at samadhi. And Bhante Mahamoggallana, he was good at psychic powers. So all the students who had good psychic powers went to Bhante Mahamoggallana. And all the students who were good scholars, they were good at memorizing, they were good at, memorizing the teachings, they went to Bhante Ananda. And then all the students who were very ascetic, very tough, they went to Bhante Aniruddha. Okay, you want to translate? Okay.
今天呢白天想要讲几个小本上几个经典呢然后在佛陀的时代呢佛陀有教一些弟子呢然后比如说佛陀的上首弟子舍利弗尊者还有目犍连尊者然后佛陀的每一个弟子呢都有很特殊的个性然后 就是因为呢，每一个弟子呢有不同的个性，就是他们有不一样的好的那个个性，所以，比如说那个舍利弗尊者呢，他的禅定呢是非常好的，然后目犍连尊者呢，他的神通是第一的，然后安乐尊者呢，他是背诵经典第一的，然后所有的
So I find that quite interesting how all these monks had to follow the same Vinaya, the same rules for monks. However, they still were allowed to have their own personality and their own style, and they could pick the teacher they wanted, which was similar to their personality and their style. Okay, so the Buddha acknowledges that when you have different groups of monks and nuns, there will be almost like a group, what's the right word here? Almost a group personality or a group style, or like an English word we'd say this kind of a group vibe, like vibration, like V-I-B-E. That's kind of a slang way to say it. There's kind of a common attitude, maybe, common ways of thinking, you know, sort of a, the group has its own togetherness that is unique.
然后这个出家众呢就是他们是因为他们每一个人有不同的个性嘛 是要怎样去根据戒律呢？持守戒律呢？就是他们每一个人呢，虽然他们的个性不一样，但是呢，他们就会选择啊，跟他们的个性一样的老师。然后，就是说，比如说，每一个不同的群，比如说，一个老师跟他的学生呢，他们呢，就会有啊，就是相同的个性，就是啊，刚才讲的那个 vibration， 就是他的那个频率是一样的，啊，就是他们同样个性的，就是会找同样个性的老师跟他们学习，然后因为他们的思维方式呢，还有他们的态度呢，几乎是一样的，所以他们就找相近的老师学习。
No Tao, there isn't just one uniform training for all of them, other than just the Vinaya. So they're not like a bunch of military soldiers. You know, if you think of military soldiers, they all wear the exact same thing, and they march the exact same way, and they all salute in the perfect way, you know? And they better not do a single thing that's wrong, or, you know, at the wrong time, or, you know, or they're going to get punished by their commander or their drill sergeant or whatever. So it's not really like the military where you want everybody exactly the same.
嗯，但是在国教的训练呢，啊，跟一般世间的训练是不一样的。啊，比如说在世间呢，比如说那些军人，比如说他们在步操的时候，或是他们在游行的时候呢，啊，然后他们必须呢要有整齐的步伐，啊，然后如果呢他们做错了过后，可能呢他们就会被他们的啊总司令惩罚，嗯，但是呢在国教是不。
Now, there are very masculine, macho, manly man kind of monks. They're very tough. They're very, they're kind of competitive. And if they were lay people, they probably should go to the military. Now, if you're that kind of a tough person, Buddhism still would like those men to come into the Sangha, but maybe they should go train under Aniruddha and be very ascetic, you know, very tough, you know, living under trees and living, you know, living in more manly, tough conditions. The Sangha accommodates those types. Ascetic kind of men, you know, tough men. They need to be manly. They must be manly. Yes, Buddhism welcomes those men. It's just those are the more ascetic, Aniruddha type of monk.
Then they are.非常的刻苦的，然后呢又成熟的，所以呢像这样子呢，如果能够有这样成熟的然后又刻苦耐劳的个性的话呢，是否应该要去当兵从军呢？其实呢，如果说他们呢可以过上出家人的生活，那是更好的。然后佛教呢是非常欢迎这样子的教职的人才哦，就是呢可以过上出家人修行人的生活，比如说呢是坐在树下修行的，然后是过着比较刻苦的生活的。
The lineage I ordained into was the Ajahn Chah Thai forest lineage, and they are very much kind of like Aniruddha ascetic kind of monks. They're very tough, manly kind of monks. And training with them is almost like being in the military. Like, see my yam here? If they saw this, they would not be happy. Here. There, now it's folded up all nice. It's more kind of military, you know, the strap is all perfectly straight. But there's no Vinaya rule.
那些出家人呢，都是非常的刻苦的，是过着那种刻苦的那种修行人的生活，还有训练的。但是，就像是军人一样的刻苦的生活，比如说班迪举一个例子，比如说班迪那个桌上他的那个绷带，就是他的包包，然后呢放在桌上呢。 如果说是军人的话呢，他必须要把它折叠非常的整齐，折叠的非常的完好。但是呢，像这样子的训练呢，它是没有戒律的。So
I just spent about 2.5 months over at another monastery south of here called SBS Sasanaraka. And over there, they're kind of like Ananda scholar monks, I would say. I would describe them, you know, they're very good at memorizing and reading. And they're kind of like scholars. They're very much into study. They're very much into Pali. They learn the Pali. Some of those junior monks can even memorize and recite the Padimokkha now, and they're still quite junior.
And 出家人就是学习经教的比库，然后他们呢就是在背诵还有阅读方面呢是很棒的，尤其是在研习那个巴利语还有经典方面，有一些出家人呢，有些比库呢甚至呢可以背诵巴迪莫卡，就是两比库的227条戒。So
if you want to see awesome Pali scholarship, go to SBS. They're very great at that. And I'm very happy to try to help them and support that when I stay there. I help them with some computer things, which, you know, not many monasteries have, where they can search for books and research and debate and talk about it.
如果你想要学到很棒的就是巴利的话呢，可以去那个 SDS， 然后巴蒂在那边呢也有协助他们关于电脑的事物呢。然后呢，不是所有人呢都可以像这样子做这样子的研究，然后在这个研究方面呢有深入的这个讨论。
And then I come here to Nandika, and I would say, if I were to guess which disciple of the Buddha that is being kind of followed the closest here, I would say Sariputta, because the Pa'ak meditation method is very, very careful about the technique and, you know, attaining samadhi in just the perfect way. They have this very careful, very exact technique, and they want you to achieve samadhi in just the perfect way. So, you know, this is a meditation monastery. This place is about attain samadhi. That's my take anyway.
现在呢，班迪就尊者呢，他来到这个法月林，然后他来到法月林呢，这边是教导呢帕奥禅修的体系，然后班迪就觉得这个就有点像舍利弗尊者那样的，因为呢，在帕奥的体系，他们在教导禅修方面呢，他们是非常的谨慎的，尤其是他们在技巧方面，还有在禅定方面呢，是接近于佛法完美的，所以法界是这样认为的。
Okay, now there's a couple of brief suttas in the Anguttara Nikaya, and I wasn't able to find Mandarin translations. Maybe they exist, but I spent about 5 or 10 minutes looking quickly, couldn't find them. It is translated into several other languages, just not Mandarin, but maybe one day. But this is, there's a group of 9 suttas in a row in the Anguttara Nikaya 2s. There's like this kind of series of short suttas about different kinds of assemblies, or their Pali word is a parisa. And a parisa is like a group of people, but you know, the group has a purpose. It's like a formal group with some sort of a purpose. So the English word translated is assembly. You know, it's not just any old group, it's a group with a purpose. A group, you know. So the Buddha compares different groups of monks in these 9 suttas, saying a group who does this is the better group, and a group who doesn't do this is the not better group. And he kind of splits these groups up in 9 different ways. You know, better, not so good, you know.
然后在真智部里面呢，有一些经典，然后梵蒂呢花了大概5到10分钟呢，想要找那个主要那个翻译他的译文，但是呢完全没有找到。然后在另外一方面呢，梵蒂想说有一些经典呢它是有连贯性的，比如说梵蒂提到一个巴利词叫 parisa。这个呢在中文里面就是集会的意思。怎么样说呢，比如说呢就是有不同的群体的比库，不同群体的出家人。然后呢如果相比较的话呢，你会发现呢有一些群体呢是比较好的，但是呢有一些群体呢是不是那么理想的。然后这样子呢总共有不同9种不同的方式来比较。
Now one of these suttas I would say is very kind of like Chinese. It's very kind of Confucian. It's got that kind of filial piety thing. And it says a group who is harmonious is much better than a group that is not harmonious and argues all the time. They're divided. They get angry. They're always like disagreeing, and you know, that's not harmonious. A group which is harmonious is much better. That's the superior group. So that to me is very, that's like compatible with Confucianism there. To me, that's a very Chinese value. Like, don't argue, just be harmonious. You know, just, it's best to just kind of, trust the authority of the leader. He's competent. He wouldn't be the leader if he wasn't competent. And don't argue with him. Don't ruin the harmony.
然后呢，那些经典呢，就是有点像宗室的，就是 就是有那种优先的，比如说呢，就是如果是和谐的那个群体的话呢，当然是比不和谐的群体来得更好了。不和谐的群体呢，就会有一些问题，比如说生气啊，或是争执之类的。然后呢，如果是比较和谐的群体呢，是比较好的。然后他们呢，就是能够和谐的相处呢，然后不会有争执。然后因为施主呢供养的时候呢，也希望他到群体里面呢是和谐的。
Now, a different sutta out of these nine is very kind of Western compatible. It'd be very appealing to the Westerner monks like me. And it says, when you have a group of monks or nuns, and they are good at questioning, they're good at debating, they're good at... you know, reading, analyzing, you know, they're very... they're very willing to risk ruining the harmony, you know, because they want to debate, they want to discuss. Now, the Buddha says a group who does that questioning is the superior group. And... the less good group, they just speak a bunch of fancy talk, but there's never any questioning of it. What they're skilled at is fancy talk, just a lot of talk. Just very nice sounding, beautiful speeches, but nobody's questioning it. So the superior group questions and analyzes and debates. Even though there's a risk, you're going to ruin the harmony. Okay? So this sutta kind of counterbalances that earlier one about that's very Chinese sounding. You know? You want harmony. You want harmony, not arguing. Okay, this counterbalances. But you also want questioning. A group that questions is the superior one. A group that debates is the superior one. So over at SBS... oh yeah, lots of questioning, lots of debate, lots of rigorous, you know, quoting suttas and yeah, people do argue actually. Some people get pretty strong feelings, you know. They don't maybe argue, but close. You know, they're just like, they're this far away from arguing, they're this far away from getting angry, they're just like all, you know, worked up that they're right, you know. Look, there's a sutta that says what I'm talking about, so I'm right. You can't tell me I'm wrong. There's a sutta, you know, proving my point. And then someone else is like, yeah, but there's this other sutta. There's another sutta which says something kind of different, though, than what you're saying. It counterbalances. So there's a lot of this debate, you know. You're not 100% right, because there's this other sutta you never mentioned. So yeah, SBS has a lot of this, and Westerners love this.
Um, 现在讲的呢，就是有一些经典呢是比较西式的，如果比较起来的话，就像环节一样。然后呢，有比如说有一群比库或者是霞林，然后呢，他们是很善于发问的，很善于阅读，然后呢分析，然后呢他们是很想要讨论的。然后何不说呢？像这样子呢，就是懂得发问的，就像这样的团体呢，是比较优秀的。但是呢，当他们在发问、他们在讨论的时候呢，他们不是在他如果说他们发问、他们讨论，但是他们讨论的呢，是一些 比较有趣的话题，然后呢声音也很好听的，然后呢他们的那个开始也很好的，但是没有发问的呢，这样子没有发问的这个群组呢，比起有发问的然后有分析有讨论的呢是没有那么好的。所以呢懂得发问的懂得分析讨论的这个群组呢它是比较优秀的。然后呢但是需要平衡这两者之间呢，比如说你想要和谐，但是你想要避免争执，所以你就必须要平衡，就很像说在 XBS， 然后呢就有很多类似这样子就讨论呢，然后呢经典，然后他们也会从经典里面摘录一些重要的部分来讨论。
So
sorry but we have not finished.
Please continue.
但是有时候呢讨论的时候呢就会有比较激烈但是呢这个呢不算是生气因为呢大家呢只是想说，比如说在讨论的当人呢如果说你觉得我的是错的，那呢请告诉我错在哪里，然后告诉我那个经典方面呢是怎样解释的。然后当然呢你可能就是不是100%的对的然后呢有一些是你没有提到的部分，所以呢西方人呢他就比较喜欢这样子的方式。
So which culture then is kind of like the right one, you know? Are the Chinese the right ones with wanting harmony? Or is it the Westerners who are right? Because they want to debate, they want to question. And I asked myself this question for a long time. Which is the better one? Which is the better one? And I would say they're both right, actually. As long as they can avoid all the arguing, all of the negativity, all of the fighting, it is possible to debate without fighting, without being angry. It's hard to do because people have strong views, you know? When people think they're right, they're like, nobody can prove me wrong, and I know I'm right. And if anybody challenges me, I'll just tell them how stupid they are because I'm right, you know? Or whatever. They can get very kind of like self-righteous and vain, V-A-I-N, and egotistical. I hope you know those words, but very kind of puffed up and very... you know, they sort of feel invincible, that, you know, that they're right. And that feeling of invincibility, that feeling that they must be right, that's... that can lead to some hard feelings, you know, some arguing, some fighting, when there are counterexamples against it, against their points. So I say both cultures are right. Harmony is good. You want that. Please don't lose the harmony you have, okay? When I come here to... when I come to Nandika, I love how the monks are so nice, the lay people are nice, the sadhus are nice, everybody's nice, okay? You have good harmony. And that's one of the big reasons I like to come here. It feels like a family. It's so nice. At SBS, don't expect that family warmth, okay? That does not come for free, okay? It's easy to find people to argue with you, but it's hard to find people who are going to be like your family there, you know? A lot of people are kind of almost cold to each other, you know? They'll be a little bit nice, just, you know, they're trying to be nice. But, you know, trying to be nice and being actually warm, a warm personality, are two different things. Here, the people are nice. So, yeah, I love coming here for that family vibe you have. please don't lose that. Yes, you're good at harmony. Good, good, good. Don't lose it. Okay? But then also, you know, kind of my inner Westerner, sometimes I have to go back to SBS. I need to argue. I need some debate. I need to talk to some other Westerners, and I need to hammer something out. There's something about the Dhamma I have doubts about, and I must solve this, even if there's going to be disharmony and maybe even arguing. I don't care. I must talk to some Westerners sometimes. So that's why I go back to SBS. Once in a while, I must do some of that debating. And that's just how I'm conditioned.
然后本地就询问大家，三者是哪一个文化是比较好的呢？是中式的文化比较好呢，还是西式的文化比较好呢？然后本地其实他自己问自己，到底是哪一个比较好？他也是问了很久了。然后其实他觉得呢，两个文化呢都是对的。如果说可以避免争吵，然后避免生气，等等。 比如说，就是你不可以证明我是错的，我是对的。比如说像这样子的争执或争吵，如果可以避免这个呢，那个是好的。因为有时候呢，在讨论的过程呢，就会有个人的观点，就是会有那个我慢在里面。 然后呢，就会有不好的感觉。比如说，就是争议那个原本讨论的那个点呢，是背道而驰的。然后班爹觉得，其实两个文化呢都是对的。如果就是可以避免争执，然后当班爹来到满大厦的时候呢，就是来到华严林的时候，他很喜欢这里的。 班爹还有小妹，因为他觉得他们都很好。班爹来到这边呢，主要最大的原因呢，就是因为他觉得在这边就很像一个大家庭。但是呢，如果你去 SES 的话，你就不用暂时期待了，因为呢，他们很容易呢，就是跟其他人呢，就是他们会。 就是很容易跟其他人起争执，然后有时候呢，对彼此呢会有点冷淡。应该是要对大家好的，但是呢，就是有时候，就是会有个人的那个吸引在。但是如果班爹呢，他觉得有时候他想要跟别人讨论的时候，想要跟别人辩论的时候呢，他就会回到 SES。 尤其是他想要去见那边的师傅的时候，那个只是有时候。
I love how the Buddha could see that there were differences in personality and differences even in the personality of groups. And he could allow them all to have a place in Buddhism. So if I'm a more scholarly type, I can go to SBS. If I'm a more samadhi type, I can come here to Nandika. If I'm more of an ascetic type, I can go to an Ajahn Chah monastery. Buddhism accommodates all these different styles, which is really, really good. 所以 it's not like there's one style which is kind of, you know, the king of them all or the best one. It's more like, you get to pick what is suitable. You get to pick what is suitable in Buddhism. Now, there are some rules which apply everywhere. That's the Vinaya for monks. Or the, you know, the 10 precepts, the 8 precepts, the 5 precepts. There are rules which do apply everywhere. But once you follow those rules, there's still quite a lot of flexibility in just how you live, you know, how you, like what your daily schedule maybe is like, or how you practice, or what kind of object of meditation, that sort of thing. There's still flexibility in Buddhism, depending on your personality type. And different communities will have a different structure. And I think that's very good.
然后呢，就是呢，佛陀呢，他可以让他们允许他们呢，在佛教里面呢，有他们自己的位置。然后，如果说你想要禅定类禅定，就是培育禅定式的呢，你就要来法院林。然后，如果说你想要讨论式的呢，学习式的呢，就是要去SBS。如果你想要声明派系的呢，就要去阿占查的派系。然后呢，就是可以在佛教里面选择是什么是对自己最适合的。但是呢，它有一个东西，它有一个呢，就是可以呢，就是适应所有人的那个就是戒律。戒律里面呢，教导我们呢，要怎么样生活，然后怎么样修习，啊，还有怎么样培育禅定。其实主要呢，就是看你个人的，个性啊，然后呢，还有就是做自己适合的选择。
Okay, so I'll just briefly summarize these other 7 suttas out of 9. I'm unaware of any Mandarin translation, but each of these suttas has a pattern of like, the better group would be like this, and the not so best group would be like that. You know, it's kind of explaining what excellence looks like in a group in several different ways.
And then, in 7 books, there are 7 books.然后在九级里面有七部经典，就是每一个经典呢，就是它有不同的分类。比如说呢，就是比较好的群体呢，啊，就会有这样子的数字；然后呢，比较不好的群体呢，就会有那样的数字。
So a group who is mindful, that's the better group, and a group who is not mindful, that is, you know, not the best group.
就是呢，如果一个群体呢是有正念的，那么这个群体呢，它就是很好的。但是如果是没有正念的话，那这个群体是不好的。
And a group who is too luxurious and does not have energy and does not have seclusion, that's the less good group. And a group.Who is not too luxurious, has lots of energy, and is secluded, that's the better group.
And then, that group, if it's very quiet, and it's very quiet, and this group is very good. And on the other hand, if it's not quiet, and it's very quiet, and it's very quiet, then这个团体，这个群体呢，是不是就不是那么好？
a group who truly understands the Four Noble Truths is the better group. And a group who doesn't truly understand the Four Noble Truths, they are not the best group. A group who makes decisions together, and the decisions are based on being hostile or being stupid or being cowards or favoritism, meaning like not being fair, not just being fair to everyone. That's the less praiseworthy group, and the better group, when they make their decisions together, they're not hostile, they're not stupid, they're not cowards. And there is no favoritism. It is fair. It's fair to everyone.
如果一个群体呢，就是他们在做决定的时候呢，是大家一起讨论的，而且呢是以融合的方式讨论的话，然后是以聪明的方式讨论的，然后呢是对所有人平等的、相处的呢，这样的群体是比较好的。 相反的，如果一个群体呢，他在做决定的时候呢，大家讨论的时候呢，是非常的激烈的，非常的冲动的，然后是用愚笨的方式，然后呢，而且呢，是对大家都不公平的话，这样子的群体呢，是不好的。
A group who follows Vinaya legally, meaning does the Vinaya, as it is written, they are very careful with the Vinaya. That's the better group. And then the less, the less superior group, they don't really follow Vinaya as it is written. They are illegal. They're not following the rules, and they. They're just not careful with their Vinaya.
然后一个群体呢，如果他们是根据戒律走的话呢，他们是持戒非常的严谨的。这样子的群体呢是比较好的。相反的呢，如果一个群体呢就是没有，但是戒律走没有持守好戒律，然后是用非法的方式呢，然后在持戒方面也不谨慎的话，这样子的话，这样的群体呢是不是那么好的群体。
The less superior group values material things. So they like rich things, they like luxury. But not the true teaching of the Buddha. And the superior group, the superior Parisa, they value the true teaching of the Buddha, not material things, not luxury.
然后另外一个群体呢，如果他们呢喜欢物质上的东西呢，比如说喜欢那些奢侈的东西呢，而不是真正佛陀的教法呢，像这样的群体呢不是那么好的。相反的呢，如果他们呢在物质方面呢，他们没有那么样的奢望的话，然后他们呢只是想要遵循佛陀真正的教法的话。 然后在物质方面只是有需要的物品的话，然后是对佛陀真正的教法呢，有遵循的话，这样子的这样的团体呢是比较好的团体群体。
The best group, they are principled, meaning they have values, like high values. They do what is right, and the inferior group, the lesser group, they're unprincipled. They don't really do what is right. They don't have high values. They don't do the right thing.
然后呢，最棒的团体呢，就是他们有他们的原则，然后呢，有他们很高的价值，然后呢，是做对的事情。但是呢，不好的群体呢，就是他们没有原则的，然后呢，也没有价值，然后他们是做错误的事情，他们没有做对的事情。这样的群体呢，是不是那么好的群体
？And the last one is.The superior group has principled speech, meaning when they speak, it has these higher values in their speech. They have principled speech. And the not so good group, you know, the inferior group, they have unprincipled speech. So they speak in ways that are unprincipled.You know, maybe they lie, maybe they exaggerate, this sort of thing. They have unprincipled speech.
然后呢，比较好的群体呢，就是他们有他们在谈话的时候呢，他们是有原则性的，就是在他们的谈话当中呢，他们是有很高的价值的。但是呢，没有那么好的那群体呢。比较不优秀的群体呢，在他们交谈的时候呢，他们是没有原则性的，就在谈话当中呢，是没有什么价值的。
So most of the teachings of the Buddha very much apply on an individual level. It's about what can we do ourselves? What can we change about ourselves? It's quite individual, but what I like about these 9 suttas.Is they talk about groups of practitioners and how you can have a, you know, the group can have its own character. The group can have its own kind of like dynamics, you know, social dynamics. And you don't hear that talked about very often in the early Buddhist texts.
适合不同人的，比如说呢，在就是在我们在谈论的那些群体里面呢，我们呢可以怎样呢？可以改变我们自己，然后怎样让那个群体呢可以变得更加的和谐和充满活力
？So that was Anguttara Nikaya 2's.Sutta 42 to 51. And it's at suttacentral.net is where I looked at these. And that's a good website because they have many languages. Like they had Thai, they had Myanmar, they probably had like 12 or 14 languages. But for this, these ones, not Mandarin, sorry. No. Now, it's possible maybe in the Agamas, there might be an Agama parallel, but I didn't have enough time this morning to go looking into the Agamas. This is the Theravada Pali Canon, where I could not find a Mandarin translation.
就是说呢，那个第四十二到第四十二到五十一的经典呢，是可以在一个网上找得到的。这个网上这个网址呢是 suttacentral.net， 但里面呢有非常多的语言，有14种语言呢，比如说有泰语啊、缅语，还有其他的语言等等，但是呢就是没有中文。
So if you grew up in a family with good Confucian values, you're going to love Anguttara Nikaya 2.43. That's the one about, like, be harmonious. Don't argue. That was Anguttara Nikaya 2.43. That's like very Confucian compatible, that one. 2.43. That's, yeah, this is one of the most Confucian suttas you're ever going to find, is this one. Sorry? Yeah, yeah, it's only like about a paragraph long. Yeah, it's a short one. It's only like one or two paragraphs.
如果是说这边有一个呢，就是2.43呢，就是它有一个段落呢，就是里面呢有讲到说，就是不要争执呢，然后大家要和谐。
Now, if you're a Westerner who wants to, you know, find his own Westerner values in the suttas. So Anguttara Nikaya 2.47, just a few suttas later, 2.47. So that's the one which talks about it's better to be a group who questions and debates and analyzes, not just speaking a bunch of fancy talk, just giving big speeches, but nobody questions it. So this is one of the most Western places in the Pali Canon. If you're a Westerner, this, you're going to love this sutta. So
2.47。然后呢，那个经典呢，2.47，刚才前面提到2.43嘛，然后现在是2.47，这个经典呢，就是比较适合西方人，因为呢，里面有很多西方人喜欢的那个价值观，就是说，可以去讨论的群体啊，还有分析的群体。
So those two suttas, they kind of like counterbalance each other, you know? Think of a scale, they kind of counterbalance. They kind of balance each other out. And both groups are good groups if they can avoid arguing, if they can avoid anger, you know, fighting, this kind of thing. Okay, there is such a thing as debating without fighting, and there is such a thing as being harmonious without fighting. You know, you just cooperate. You just listen to the leader. He knows what he's doing. He's competent. He deserves to be the leader. He's a good leader. So you just follow him. That's harmony. And in both cases, you avoid the fighting. You avoid arguing. Okay?
其实呢，这样子这样不同的类型呢，这些所有的这些经典呢，他们都是互相平衡的，就是呢，两组呢，都是对的，都是好的。如果呢，可以避免生气，可以避免争执，或者避免争吵，因为呢，有些东西呢是可以避免的，比如说呢。 你只要听取那个组长的话呢，然后呢，根据组长的指示的话呢，这样就可以避免争执之类的事情发生。Okay,
then I'll just, it's a good time to stop. Much appreciated that you all came to listen.
时间到了，要到这边结束了，然后。 好，改变呢，你学习大家呢，到来听话。